All right. Okay, I'm next. So, welcome. My name is Adolfo Garcia. I am a software engineer with a company called Stacklock. And we do supply chain security as well. So I'm here to talk to you about a project that we've been developing for the past 6 months, 7 months or so. It's called Protobomb. So just to give you a quick rundown of why this project came to be, let me start with the promise of SBOM. So if you remember the promise of SBOM, the SBOM is supposed to be the old entire analogy of the label of ingredients in our software. And so at some point, we had like a really good ingredients label for our software. But at some point, someone decided that, well, when we had one, we needed a new one that was almost quite the same, but not exactly compatible. So this led to, you know, that friendly cooperation that Gary was talking about between the formats. And at some point, jokes aside, this situation has kept SBOM applications stuck in a state that we don't want them to be in. And the fact is that most people working on SBOM applications tend to get stuck because they design their data models around the actual data models of the formats themselves. So at some point, we decided to start working on Protobomb, which is trying to solve this problem. So Protobomb came to be because of some public funding from the Department of Homeland Security through their Science and Technology Directorate. And it's now a project hosted under the OpenSF Security Tooling Working Group. So let me, I'm sorry, I'm super rushing through the slides. So let me give you a quick overview of what Protobomb does and what it's supposed to be, the problem that it's supposed to be solving. So the idea of Protobomb is that while you have software SBOM formats that are not compatible by themselves, the data in them doesn't really have to be that incompatible. The fact that one SBOM format defines the hash labels using a hash and the other doesn't, or